Hello, this is Andrew Dudich for Profile here on WITY. I have a special guest with me. We've been talking a little bit about it on air. It's Leah Trosper. You're local, and we're going to talk a little bit about the International Student Exchange.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm originally from Bloomington, Indiana, and I was a ISE student rep in Bloomington for several years. And then I remarried and relocated to Danville. I'm excited about bringing this program here and introducing people to foreign exchange students.
What would it take for somebody to host a foreign exchange student?
Well, they would need to contact me so we could start some application process, but it's basically just picking out a student from one of the countries that's available, have a decent home for them to live in, a bedroom, a bathroom available to them, and provide 3 meals a day for them, and just get them back and forth to school, make sure that they have access to learning our culture, which is why they're here, and then hopefully have some fun learning something about their culture.
What age group are they usually?
They're usually between 15 and 18.
Awesome.
Yes.
I think it'd be educational on both sides, really.
Yes. And they really do know the English language pretty well, so they communicate well.
How long would they be with the host family?
There's different programs that you can get. They can come for 5 months, or they can come for 10 months, or they can come for 12 months. You can kind of formulate what's going to work best for your family.
What are some of the places you've had students come from?
They come from Germany, Spain, Italy. We have some kids from Taiwan, Vietnam. South American kids are real popular. China, pretty much everywhere.
So you're a representative through International Student Exchange. That's the organization that you go through. So that way you know that they have lots of experience.
Yes.
Doing this all over the place.
Like, yes.
You mentioned you were doing it in Bloomington before.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a newer program than for this area.
I think it is. I've talked about it to several people here, and it seems like it's not something that's very well known about. So I'm hoping that we can get the information out that people will become interested in hosting.
And then if somebody's wanting more information on, you know, the program in general, what they have to do, how do they get in touch with you?
The best way is just to call me or text me. At my phone number, 812-219-9522. And I could walk them through the process and even go through the application and then start looking at students.
And then, you've mentioned, you've done this. You're local. You're here for counties that we can hear here in the listening area. And I think that's important because that way you have a representative that you can talk to that
right.
knows here. That makes a big difference than just New York somewhere.
Yes. And I've also hosted myself, so I know the experiences of, you know, how they maneuver in your home and how they work in a school, and I work well with principals here. So it has to take, you know, someone in the middle to navigate and help the student do well and help the host parents do well as well.
And then do you have any positive experiences you'd like to share, either with you yourself or with other people you've worked with?
Overall, the program is very positive. I've had several kids in the United States. The positive thing, I think, is that you become so close to these kids, they become family to you. So when they go back, I mean, people are sad. They hate to lose them. It's like losing a child. And they go back to their country, but they continue to stay in contact with you. I've had one that I've been in contact with for over 10 years that he was here, and he's like my son. It's really an interesting program to me because you actually get to live with that culture. And so it's really, really interesting.
I would think there's a lot of things that we don't think of that are the same than a lot of things that are different.
Yes.
And we're able to learn all that. But they're able to take that back with them, though, too, and share.
Right. One of the things that they love to do when they get here is they're really excited about hopefully helping you learn how to make some of their recipes. They bring that stuff with them, and they're excited about their culture and their country, and so they want to share, and then they're really excited to learn how we do things as well. Like, why do we eat what we do, and why do we use some of the slang that we use here? And so it's fun. It's fun to have them around.
I would think depending on where you live, you know, we have a lot of diversity in our area, too. If you're
yes.
in town or an apartment or a farm or
yes.
whatever, that could be different
yes.
from what they're used to.
Yeah, and a lot of them request that. They'll actually say, I prefer to live on in a rural area, or some of them will say, I want to be closer to a bigger city. Mm-hmm. They all seem to say they want to be close to Starbucks. So that's, I guess that's international.
Or at least something they hear about a lot, where yes. It's like when you go, you have to have
familiar.
This. Well, one more time, how do they get information?
The best way is just to contact me at my number. And then also, if you want to inquire and you want to see the big format of ISE, go online and look up ISE's International Student Exchange.
And they have, I think, some example stories and
yes.
things like that from people that have
yes.
had experiences. So that's cool because you're able to get to see how people are impacted.
Yep. It's really widespread.
Is there anything else you can think of that you want people to know about?
No, I'm really excited about getting some calls, hopefully, and try to get these kids in. I do Indiana and Illinois as well. So pretty much anywhere around here is gonna work.
Is there any special deadlines people need to start thinking about for school year?
We need to start getting students picked out now. They're going to come in August, so we need to start getting some families and getting them used to the program and start training them on things that needs to be done
awesome.
To get them here.
All right, so we want to try to get that done, especially if we could get that done before summer. That'd be great, and that
yeah.
way we can get everything planned out
yes.
and everyone connected.
Yep.
Well, this is Leah Trosper. She's here in Danville with International Student Exchange trying to get this program launched a little more in our community. We're looking for some host families. People are kind of from all over the world looking to come here and learn more. And I think it'd be a great opportunity, not just for the student, but I think for your family as well.
Yes.
Well, this is Andrew Deutsch here for WITY Profile. Thanks for joining us.